I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The 128th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is underway in New York City. Thousands of people will watch the pups prance across Madison Square Garden for the awards ceremony this evening. Dave Adox was among the dog-loving masses, and he filed this report.
Every competitive sport has its flagship event. Cycling has the Tour de France, football has the Super Bowl, baseball the World Series. And in the world of dog shows, the Westminster Dog Show rules. And just like coaches who prepare athletes to be at their best, the dog owners here pull out all the stops to get their dogs in tip-top shape. First, there's the grooming.
This is a Yorkshire Terrier, and after he has his bath for a show, he has to have his hair wrapped up so he doesn't get it all dirty. So I am just ironing it out. I put bakery tissues, basically fold up his hair into it so that his hair is off the ground.
And what kind of products do you use on him?
Gel, hairspray, conditioner sprays, straightening products.
Then there's the makeup. So what's that brown powder you're putting on the dog?
This is like almost like a woman's makeup that makes looks look better. Makes looks a little darker, you know.
And once a dog is looking its best, there's the challenge of getting it to perform in front of the judges.
This particular dog gets very, very excited, especially when there's clapping. You kind of keep him on the fence. You know, you don't want him to get him so incredibly excited that you can't have him perform, but on the other hand, you don't want them to be tired and let down in the ring. So you just want to keep him right in the middle, keep him controlled and happy.
So what's the secret weapon most owners use to keep their dogs in line?
It's baked liver with a lot of garlic and onion. And most of the garlic and onion is for the handler because they put it in their mouth in between showings. So they're having to tolerate it in their mouth and then feed it to the dog, and he loves it.
Do you like liver?
I don't, and that's part of the reason I don't go in the ring. It's not. Usually I have to have a mint ready for David when he comes back out because he just has this nasty liver onion taste in his mouth.
So which dog is going to be able to pull it all together? Many people are betting on one of the terriers to win the coveted Best in Show award. Coco, a Norfolk Terrier who's won a bunch of awards this year, is a favorite. Her owner is Stephanie Ingram.
Oh, I think she'll take the whole thing. Without jinxing it.
But like other world-class competitions, it isn't all about winning.
Talking to him, what are you telling him before the show?
Well, this is Melody, and we're just sitting here playing with her Warty.
That's our favorite toy.
Oh, yeah, good girl.
And then there are the thousands of spectators, like Adam and Justin, who share their love of the game.
We like the Bernard, we like the Pug, and we like the Golden Retriever.
For Day to Day, I'm Dave Adox.